All the county executive candidates say Scott Walker did not solve Milwaukee County's fiscal problems and unemployment woes during his roughly 8 years on the job. The candidate with the closest ties to Walker is State Representative Jeff Stone. Stone says one way he'd try to improve the local economy is to work with fellow Republicans, including Governor Walker.
I think that the future of Wisconsin hinges upon a strong economy here in Milwaukee. And I want to take all the experience that I have and the relationships that I've built, whether it is as a local official in Greenfield working with other communities or being in the legislature and having the relationships I do with the people that now run the legislature and sit in the governor's chair.
Three of the other county executive candidates criticize Walker and say his policies contributed to the county's problems. Former Democratic State Senator Jim Sullivan lost his re-election bid for the legislature last fall. He says he'd be dedicated to running the county.
I think what we need to focus on is Milwaukee County needs to work for the people of Milwaukee County again. And in this case, in economic development, when you begin with effort to use county government for an ideological tool or as a springboard for higher office, then you don't get the job done.
The acting county executive in Milwaukee, Lee Holloway, says he often clashed with Walker while serving as county board chairman. Holloway says he would take a different approach to innovation within county government.
Now, one of the reasons that a lot of the staff people were locked in is because Scott took and budget by numbers. He didn't budget from a managerial perspective. He only budget that he would give you $300,000 and you had to operate within that $300,000. Even though you may have a bright idea that with additional $200,000 that you could make that $200,000 plus bring in $300,000, he didn't look at that. He was just a number man.
Community activist Aisha Griffin says she'd be more careful than Walker was when trying to analyze basic functions of Milwaukee County.
For example, you have where Scott Walker, because what he laid off, unlawfully laid off some security workers, right now just the back pay alone is almost $500,000.
Milwaukee businessman and millionaire philanthropist Chris Abele wasn't quite as critical of Walker and says by the way he set up his campaign, he's trying to show he would be nonpartisan in his decision making.
The reason I have a co-chair who's a Republican and a co-chair who's a Democrat isn't just because they're both friends and people who I respect. I'm hoping it kind of makes a broader point. County doesn't have to be the partisan office it's become, the county exec. And most people, I really believe, agree on 90% of everything if we let ourselves.
With five people in the field, any candidate that gets 45% of the vote in next month's primary will likely be happy. The top two finishers will move on to the general election in April. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.